calling this meeting to order. This is the agenda
of the special session of the mayor and council of the city of Bisbee, county of Cochise, and state of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, May 16th, 2017, at 5:01 p.m. in the Bisbee Municipal Building, 118 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Williams, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis?
Here.
Mayor David Smith?
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom? Richard J. Marsh, City Manager. Nina Williams, Deputy City Clerk. Mark Bernlight, Fire Chief. Britt Hanson, City Attorney.
Thank you very much. This has been called at my request pursuant to City Charter Section 2.15, special meetings. As all of us know, typically the mayor, the mayor pro tem, or two members of the council may request a special meeting, which shall be, the notice shall be given to the public at least 24 hours in advance. An exemption is present when a special meeting can be called in case of an actual emergency, and that meeting may be held upon such notice that is appropriate. So I requested this meeting this morning, and notice was put out, we are here. The purpose of this meeting is to request that the council passes Resolution 17-06, which is declaring a state of emergency in the city of Bisbee due to the effects of the Bisbee fire. For those that don't know, although I can't imagine that, a few minutes after 5 p.m. Yesterday, a fire was discovered in Old Bisbee, this fire burned a number of structures. We have last total is, we believe it to be 8 structures. Because of the makeup of those structures, it becomes very difficult to actually tell. They're believed to be 2 structures that are multi-family use structures. And luckily, the state land department firefighters out of Douglas were en route to the Pena Fire, which is located in Nogales. Actually, it's not located in Nogales. It's located in Sonora, Mexico, burning north into Nogales area. And they were dispatched, and as they were driving down Highway 80, they happened to look over down into Old Bisbee, and they saw a fire in its incipient stage. So they immediately responded, contacted their dispatchers to contact our dispatchers, and as some neighbors were also starting to call into our department. So actually, the State Land Department, the Wildland Fire Unit, was actually the first on the scene by happen chance, and much to our lucky day, quite honestly. And the actual location was Star Canyon, and also then eventually Star and Moon Canyon, and maybe even part of Star Lachlan and a portion of Moon Canyon were evacuated. We had people jumping in to help us immediately. St. Patrick's set up their location for people that were burned out of their houses or evacuated. I was able to contact Mr. Tom Woody at the Bisbee Unified School District, and as a result of that, the Warren Ballpark was opened up. And we had 2 hotshot crews of 20 people apiece sleeping, overnighting in the ballpark. So the community, as Bisbee always does, pulled together as a community. We also, at the time of fighting the fire, our fire department arrived, and under the command of Chief Mark Bernalai, who assumed control of the fire. Later, that control was relinquished when it went into a wildfire situation. And then later this morning, it was then switched back. The command was switched back to the chief. We had members of the Palominos Fire Department, Naco Fire Department, as well as San Jose Fire Department, State Land Fire Department, and Bureau of Land Management Fire Department here. The state called in airdrops, and we had a total of 4 airdrops, with a fifth one coming in, as I understand, which was aborted at the last minute. Those 4 did, in fact, cut off the head of the fire, which was heading towards Zacatecas Canyon, and we were very lucky that it was cut off in time. Much to the skill of those firefighters, particularly our own, this fire is completely contained. The state units have been pulled out. BLM has been pulled out. Our units are still on the scene simply to make sure that there's no hot spots present within the origin of the fire, which was that structure area. And with that, by the way, I neglected and I apologize. The police department did a great job for us also by being present. The sheriff's department came in. Border patrol was there. We had units everywhere. A command post was set up on Highway 80 so that they could actually track the fire last night visually. And then the command post was later moved to Bisbee City Hall about, I think, 10 o'clock last night. That remained all night. There was the normal briefing this morning, and then they broke up, went out to the field, and took care of business. So I want to, on behalf of myself, and I'm sure the council, I want to well-earned congratulations to Chief Bernalite and all of his people, as well as Acting Deputy Chief Christopher Long. Where, there you are. It's been a long, this is going to be a long night, so, but it's been a long 24 hours, so I apologize. So thank you, very, very much. The citizens appreciate your efforts, as do all of us. The Resolution 1706 declaring a state of emergency in the city of Bisbee is brought about because this firefighting activities is going to be quite costly. All of this took place on Bisbee land, and that means that the city of Bisbee bears the total expense of the firefighting activities for BLM, for the airdrops, for the state land, for everything, for the 6 engines that they had on staff, for all of the people. We had 80 firefighters at one point battling this fire this morning. Because of this, I am declaring a state of emergency for the city of Bisbee, in the city of Bisbee, and the purpose of this resolution is for the council to ratify that decision. That state of emergency then allows me to request state aid through the government-to-government program, in which they have emergency funds that we hope are available that can assist in paying some or all of the firefighting expense, which we believe can run. I'm rather sure the expense will not run over $100,000, but it will run probably fairly close to the $100,000 mark. So with that, I'm requesting the state of emergency, which indicates, whereas the Bisbee fire of May 15, 2017, and the damages resulting have caused a loss of at least 7 homes, and the need for assistance from numerous local, state, and federal firefighting agencies to extinguish the wildfire and structure fires within the city limits of Bisbee, and whereas the Bisbee fire has resulted in a condition of extreme peril to the health and safety of many citizens, and whereas the chairman, City of Bisbee Mayor and City Council is authorized by resolution to declare a county emergency. Now therefore, it is hereby declared that due to the impact of the Bisbee fire, an emergency now exists in the City of Bisbee, Arizona, and will be in effect until further notice. And I'm requesting the permission to sign this as David M. Smith, Mayor, City of Bisbee, City of Bisbee City Council. For your information, when it says chairman, this is chairman of the Board of Supervisors, because they this afternoon have in fact issued an identical state of emergency. So it goes from city to county, county to state. So that's why it's worded thusly. So with that, that is my request, Council.
Mayor, I move to approve resolution R-1706 declaring a state of emergency in the City of Bisbee due to the effects of the Bisbee fire.
Second.
Second. You have a second? Do we have any discussion, Council? Would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 6-0 unanimously. Thank you very much, Council. This is a special meeting, and therefore I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I move that we adjourn.
I second.
All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Hearing none, we stand adjourned.